It's World Bicycle Day today, June the 3rd. And I thought, what a great opportunity to talk to the Managing Director of World Bicycle Relief. They're a Swiss registered charity. Anna Weyerhaeuser joins me on the line to talk to me about the good that bicycles are in the world. That's first thing. And then also we'll get on to an event that they're running this Saturday. Anna, thanks very much for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me and happy World Bicycle Day.
So tell me a little bit about World Bicycle Relief. Who are you? What do you do?
Well, World Bicycle Relief is a nonprofit organization that was founded after the Indian Ocean tsunami. And our mission is to mobilize people through the power of bicycles. And because we know that in sub-Saharan Africa alone, as an example, more than 600 million people are walking as their only option of transportation. So the challenge of distance is real. And we believe that with our Buffalo Bicycles, they can improve their access to education, healthcare, economic opportunity, and the bicycle becomes a tool for them to create better lives for themselves. They become, you know, create independent communities and eventually break the cycle of poverty. So we have distributed over 550,000 bicycles to students, farmers, and health workers. But, you know, it's just a little dent in the need. And our goal is to bring that total number of bicycles to 1 million by 2025.
What a great method of transportation the humble bicycle truly is as well. Why are you personally, Anna Weyerhaeuser, why are you so pro-bike? And are you, I mean, as the MD of World Bicycle Relief, do you ride a bike to work? Do you ride it quite often?
Well, I ride my bike, but I grew up in what was kind of called the cycling capital of Sweden. And we were biking everywhere. There's biking roads, you know, going in any direction and we in any weather. So I always, you know, I don't remember a day my mom didn't get to work on her bike. So to me, growing up, my bike meant freedom and independence, and I could get where I needed to be on time. But it was not until I, you know, in 2013, I traveled to Zambia with World Bicycle Relief, and I really had the amazing privilege to see how the bicycle really, it gave me a different perspective. It's the bicycle is a tool for people to create better future for themselves when they have no other options than walking. And that really changed my perspective on what the bicycle is and what it can do.
So you're organizing an event this weekend. It's called Pedal to Empower. Can you tell us what's happening? It's on Saturday. Give us some more detail.
Yeah, so as today is World Bicycle Day, and which is a day to for all of us to celebrate bicycles and the role the bike that they have as a vital tool to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. And as it relates to our work, we believe that bicycles are essential to creating long-term sustainable change in the regions where we work, in developing regions. And Pedal to Empower on this Saturday is an event to kind of gather our supporters, old and new, from all over the world. And it's not really an in-person ride per se. It's more a do-it-yourself kind of event that you can shape any way you like, whether you go for a ride with friends or family or set yourself up to do a tough challenge. We just want you to get on your bike in support of World Bicycle Relief. You know, set up a fundraiser or make a donation to help us provide more bicycles to those who need them the most. I just wanted to mention also that the Buvette de Porte de Caen, if you decide to join us, they have agreed to host us. So if anyone in Geneva is out biking, pedaling to empower this Saturday, you can stop by there to see us.
Lovely. What is the link, though, Anna, between women and girls in particular to this event?
Well, we know that as communities begin to reopen and rebuild from this pandemic, really all around the world, and especially in the regions where we work, women and girls are at risk of being left behind. And existing gender disparities in the countries where we work, they have only increased during this past year. But with bicycles, women and girls have the opportunity to build back stronger. And our research shows that girls with bicycles are more likely to stay in school and, you know, hence kind of come back to schools when they reopen.
I just want to check in with you on something in terms of this Pedal to Empower, because it all just sounds like such a great idea to get involved. Now, I have a friend of mine who frequently just pops up and down the Salève on his bike and, you know, finds a mountain and goes up and down it. And it's very easy for him with a proper, very expensive, very fancy bike. I'm more of a person that bought a second-hand bike that was made out of different pieces of other people's bikes and I poodle around on it. Is there any, in order to participate this weekend, do you need to be any particular level of cyclist?
You know, you can ride, you know, do a ride around the lake or just down to your local coffee shop. I think anyone can be part of this event, and it's really meant for all ages and abilities. And it's really to, you know, for us as a community to highlight the freedom and the joy people experience on bikes. And, you know, so ride at your own pace and make it into something that suits you.
Excellent. There's a couple of hashtags as well. Hashtag pedal to empower and hashtag power of bicycles. Make sure you share your journey as well if you get involved this Saturday. Where do people sign up? Is there a web address?
Yeah, so you can go to pedaltoempower.com to learn more about the event or to set up a fundraiser or make a donation. And you can also sign up for our newsletter. And just as a little note, that all donations will be matched one-to-one. So you have a chance of doubling your impact as well if you make a donation.
Very nice. Anna Weyerhaeuser from World Bicycle Relief, thank you very much for telling us about what great work you do. We will also make sure that there are links as well to the pages that you've mentioned on our website, worldradio.ch. Anna, thanks very much. Happy cycling.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Kat.